Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another bonus episode last Sunday of each month. A little something extra for you. Today, I want to talk about the bunting bird. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for everything you do, your word that goes forth and prospers in which the thing it was sent, your love, your mercy, and your grace going before us and setting our crooked path straight. We thank you in all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. With that being said, the bunting bird. Actually, this was my wife's idea to talk about this. She wanted me to speak on this particular bird. It's a very beautiful bird. She is into the bird feeders, working out in the yard. It's her favorite thing, sitting on the patio in the mornings, drinking coffee, looking out at the birds, and she is excited about this bird who migrates this time of year. So she is hoping this particular bird, which is a very colorful bird, very beautiful bird, will come and perch on our back fence. And I wanted to speak on a couple of facts on this bird, and trust me, I'll get to the word. There's a method to the madness. This particular bird, as I said, was very colorful, very rare, very unique, very beautiful. They actually have a French name for this bird. It's non-pareil. Kind of translates as without equal. Talking about how dazzling this bird is, right? So you can imagine why my wife wants to lay eyes on it. And I was reading about this bird, and it was talking about how, although they are brightly colored, they can be hard to spot in certain seasons because they prefer to stay low, undercover. I'm going to say that one more time. Although these birds are made to stand out, to be set apart, because they're brightly colored, they can be hard to spot because they prefer to stay low and undercover. I thought about that, and I thought about our walk. Sometimes we as Christians, although we are made to be set apart, although we are made to stand out, we prefer to stay low. We prefer to stay, quote unquote, undercover. A lot of us, you put us in a lineup, you probably couldn't tell if we were Christian. Some of our actions don't line up with that lifestyle. I can speak for myself. There was a time when I said I was Christian. This is when I was in my early 20s to a group of friends, and they laughed. And I was like, "What? What's so funny? I don't get it." And what it was showing me was my lifestyle was not identifying as a Christian. From the things that I was saying, the things that I was doing, it wasn't in line with the morals of being a Christian. I wasn't living that lifestyle. So they weren't perceiving me to be a Christian. You see, I was professing it, you know, to myself, but I wasn't standing out. I was made to be set apart. I was made to stand out, and I was laying low. Quote unquote, undercover. A lot of us refuse to stand up boldly in his name. It's a lot easier to continue to live out each day doing the bare minimum to ensure our walk is good, or thinking that we're doing what is necessary or what is enough. But he calls us not only to stand out, but to bring others to the kingdom. I like how it says in Scripture, how can they hear if no one preaches? If no one's willing to stand up boldly and speak and preach in the name of the Lord. And what's funny is preaching is literally just telling people about the gospel. You can tell someone what God has done for you. Give a testimony. You're literally preaching. You don't have to be in a pulpit. You can just talk about the gospel, the cross, what he did for us to give us grace and salvation. Just like this bird who was made to be set apart, a lot of us in our walk are laying low. Now, I started off saying how my wife was excited to lay eyes on this beautiful specimen. There's a lot of people that want to lay eyes on a godly man, a godly woman. You see, God calls us to be set apart, to stand out, to let our light shine, not to dim our lights, not to hide, not to lay low. The question I'm asking you today, will you stand up? Will you let your light shine? Will you be present? Let others see the glory of God in you, which was given from above. Think about that. The G-O-D, God bless. Thank you.